Rudy in the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show on a good-looking morning. Now that we've set aside the showers, we're getting ready to crank in more sunshine, take it all the way up to almost 70 degrees, and that alone is a wow factor. It's time for the wow factor from Sage Hill today. In the house, ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Tess Carriger. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. Excited for spring, especially with that intro.
Absolutely. Also in the house this morning, Simon Rusk from Delivery. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to have you. Well, more with Simon, I'm sure, in just a moment. Right now, let's find out what's going on.
Definitely. So it is a busy weekend here. So starting off today, Thursday, April 12th, we've got team trivia at Sister Lakes Brewing. At Lake Michigan College, they have Captain Sully Sullenberger at 5:30 p.m. The Livery hosts the first tee of Benton Harbor for their community pint night tonight. Drink beer, do good from 5 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. At Vineyard 2121, they have their spring flowers glass painting at 6 p.m. Czars hosts their karaoke night at 8 p.m. The White Pine Winery and the Bistro on the Boulevard have teamed up for their fourth annual Spring Celebrate Spring. It's a food and wine pairing from 6 to 8 p.m. At the Heritage Museum, they have a speaker coming in today. Julie Weiss is going to be talking about the legacy of Jean Clock Park. Moving on to Friday, April 13th, Simon's going to tell us all about this, but it's Funk Fest at Delivery. and that's going to be happening all weekend long. At Lazy Ballerina Winery, they have their Flight Fridays. You can get $3 off wine flights from noon till 6 p.m. The St. Joseph Library has their movie night for adults at 7 p.m. And the Chapel hosts their Wild Game Dinner from 6:30 to 8:45 p.m. Moving on to Saturday, April 14th, I honestly feel like it should be warmer if I'm talking about the middle of April, but
I know.
That's okay. At the Curious Kids Museum, they have their Super Saturdays. They have a Stars theme from noon until 4 p.m. It's also Kids Night Out at the YMCA. The Mendel Center has their Mutts Gone Nuts at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That looks like fun.
it does. I can't imagine how it's not just pure chaos.
Yeah.
But either way, I want to see it. Of course, more fun happening at the Livery for Funk Fest at the Surrette Nature Center. They have their spring birding brunch at 8 a.m. The Surrette Nature Center also has their woodcock walk at 8:30 p.m. At Lake Michigan College, they've got some free community workshops happening and also their campus tour. So it's a time to start thinking about not only summer classes, but possibly fall semester as well. Moving on to Sunday, April 15th, DeBlon Vineyards hosts the Backsliders. Urban Garage Market has their chalkboard lettering from noon until 2 p.m., the Chapel has their 12th annual gospel night and hymn sing. And at 12 Corners Winery, they have a wine and glass class along with small plates at 2 p.m. So that's what's happening this weekend. But really, all weekend long, it's Funk Fest at Delivery.
All right. Simon, what's that all about?
Well, it's our fourth one of these. And basically, it's a big celebration of sour beer. We've been making sour beer at Delivery for a long time. And we feel like we do it well. And we thought, why not combine that with some amazing music and fun food? So we came up with the concept of Funk Fest, and we are releasing, I believe we have like 9 new sour beers.
Wow.
This year, as well as a number of pretty amazing firkins, which we're going to be tapping throughout the weekend. And we have some incredible live entertainment this year. We were super lucky and are super happy to have Corey Wong and the Green Screen Band. Corey Wong is an amazing bassist, kind of better known for his role with the band called Wolfpack. And they have done like kind of revitalized like the classic funk bass work and rhythm sections of classic funk music. And so it's going to be incredible to have him. He's on Friday night. That's a paid show, but if you get your tickets in advance, it's a little bit cheaper. The tickets actually are going really fast for this show. So if you do want to attend, you should probably come by the Livery and pick them up, or you can always order them online through our website, which is www.liverybrew.com.
You might want to log on right now and do that if they're selling fast.
Absolutely, because it is going to be an amazing show. And then on Saturday night, we have another great performance, which is a Pay What You Want performance from the North 41. They're a great band out of Chicagoland area. And the last time they were in, they blew me away with their cover of Freebird. It was the best. It was actually the best introduction ever. They were like, yeah, we're just going to get this out of the way now. And then they like went into Freebird to close out their first set. And it was like the most amazing thing. I'm telling you, it was the best.
What a classic. We're just going to get this out of the way right now so people don't stop hollering, Freebird! Right.
So, I mean, it was amazing. But, I mean, they are great musicians and put on a great show. So that's going to be a really good time on Saturday night. I'm also really, I mentioned earlier, like we have a number of firkins and those are like the kind of small bar top vessels that we tap during these events. And we have five of them lined up for the weekend. They're all variations of different sour beers that we make. One of them, that we're going to be tapping for, Saturday afternoon is called a blackberry rhubarb pie. And we took, we took a blackberry rhubarb sour, and we added graham crackers and walnuts and cinnamon and vanilla, and I think it's just going to be pretty amazing. So we've also
it's
got
dessert in a glass.
It should be. It should be really awesome. We did a special firkin for Corey Wong called the Kiwi Wong, and that's a kiwi sour that we've made. And it's the first time we've ever done a kiwi sour, so we're looking forward to that. And we're closing out the festivities with a kumquat jaune, which is a kumquat sour made with our Maya jaune, which is our beer de garde. So, we've got a whole bunch of fun stuff lined up. I didn't even mention the pizza special, which is the return of the Kimchi-licious, which is a really fun kind of food truck inspired pizza with, some pork belly and some kimchi and, barbecue sauce. It's going to be awesome. So the taps open on Friday at 11 o'clock. If you want to get there to have all of the different sour beers, we'll be tapping our typical Friday firkin at 5:15, which I think I kind of am considering the official kickoff of Funk Fest. And it is a firkin of our Mayo Noir, which is a beautiful black raspberry sour beer. So come by Friday and stay for the show and come back
weekend.
Saturday and get funky with us. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. So for those that are not familiar with the celebratory firkin ceremony, describe that for us, because it can be a little messy, but.
Absolutely. The bar top firkins are just that. I mean, they're kind of a smaller vessel that you tap right on the bar using a mallet, and you basically just smash into them. And if they're well carbonated, there's usually a little bit of an explosion,
which is what you want, right?
Absolutely. I do. I mean, I always want to get doused in beer.
Is it like a beer shower?
Exactly. So yeah, no, it's just gonna be a super fun day. So please come by.
All righty. And remind everybody, delivery is located at?
Delivery is located at 190 5th Street in beautiful downtown Benton Harbor Arts District.
Yes, indeed. Classic and the true anchor position for the entire Arts District and the whole foodie scene here around Michigan's Great Southwest. Tess, anything else for the good of the order?
Just a couple things to keep on your calendar. A reminder that Antiques on the Bluff kicks off next month. So Sunday, May 6th is going to be the first time you can catch Antiques on the Bluff. It's back. And also,
you're supposed to go, it's back.
I need some lessons from you, Pat. And of course, Friday, May 18th is going to be the public art kickoff, where you can see all of that new work unveiled, and Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass follows that on Saturday, May 19th.
All right. Lots of great things to come. Always a busy time in Michigan's Great Southwest. And that's why we called it the Wow Factor in the first place. And for information on all of this?
Yep. You can find this all at stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit us in the Welcome Center, too. We're right at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joseph.
Tess Carriger, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Joseph today. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks, Pat.
And Mr. Simon Rusk from Delivery. Simon, thank you much.
Thank you very much, Pat.